Live from San Diego, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest hosts Scott Kaplan and Billy Ray Smith on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are live in Jim's O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Scott Kaplan, Billy Ray Smith. Yes, we are from San Diego, but we did this morning make the trek north to Jim's studios. And happy to be here, happy to work with the team.
Great studio.
You like it here, Billy Ray?
Oh, it's fantastic.
The studio fits you.
I don't know if it fits me. I probably belong in a smaller studio.
Dude, a superstar of your caliber belongs in a studio of this magnitude.
Gotcha, pal.
We're going to get to Al Bernstein here in just a matter of moments. Al Bernstein from Showtime Boxing is one of their analysts. I grew up loving Al Bernstein on Top Rank Boxing on ESPN. Al Bernstein, as I understand it, is on tour with Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. Yesterday, L.A., unbelievable. Probably one of the most entertaining fight press conferences that I can ever remember. Maybe Al wants to go old school and tell us about Muhammad Ali's press conferences, and that would be fine by me. I think of Mike Tyson, post-prison Tyson, tight jeans, tight long sleeve t-shirt, mayhem and chaos everywhere. Tyson grabbing his crotch, threatening people like he's going to make them into his prison boyfriend.
Whoa.
I mean, dude, it was intense. But yesterday, Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. It was pure entertainment. Al Bernstein was there. He's on the Jim Rome Show right now. Al, Scott Kaplan, and Billy Ray Smith from San Diego filling in for Jim Rome. Thanks for being here.
Nice to be with you guys. Yes, it was an intriguing afternoon.
Yeah. Intriguing.
To say the least. No, it was entertaining, that's for sure. And, of course, there was a huge crowd there. So that egged on both Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather in terms of their stagecraft. It was not a good day. The only people it was not a good day for were mainstream TV stations trying to find a soundbite to run. In which they didn't have to bleep something out. They're the only ones that suffered.
Al, it's so funny you're saying that because we were on the air yesterday in the afternoon in San Diego, L.A., all of Southern California.
Yeah.
And dude, we're watching the Fox Sports 2 broadcast where they put up a disclaimer before it all started. Hey, look, this is a live feed. There may be inappropriate language, etc. I watched it live feed Fox Sports 2, and I was laughing watching ESPN try and catch all the curses with all their bleeps on delay. Good luck.
Yeah,
I remember when I used to do my radio show on ESPN, I'll never forget having Mickey Rourke, the actor, the blind actor, on as a guest. And I mentioned, and I knew Mickey very well, and I said to my, board op guy, I said, now be ready because, you may have to hit that button a couple of times. I had him on for 10 minutes, and he had to hit that button 26 times. So I thought of that when I was watching that press conference. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Al, as you're telling me that, I'm doing some math right now. I've got 182 seconds taken away from that 10-minute interview by 7-second delays. So that must have been one very choppy interview between you and Mickey Rourke.
It ended up being very short, really. No, these are two. It was interesting about, you talk about their personalities. Conor McGregor did what we expected Conor McGregor to do. Floyd Mayweather kind of altered his approach a little. In recent fights, he was more subdued at press conferences, kind of projecting the businessman slash boxer approach. And he really did something different at this press conference. I think he kind of was looking for the right personality to help in the promotion. And he was much more verbose, a little sinister at the beginning. He did his character evaluation very well.
I agree. We're talking to Al Bernstein from Showtime Sports. He's one of their boxing analysts. He was there yesterday at Staples Center for McGregor Mayweather World Tour Stop 1. Al, I agree with you. I felt that it was as if McGregor stood up, did his pro wrestling act, which we have all become fixated with because it's so incredible. And then Floyd, I don't know if I should say came down to Conor's level or rose up to Conor's level. He had to match the energy,
match him, absolutely,
is what I'm trying to get at. Because, Al, You know, the UFC and the MMA fans are behind McGregor. They took over Staples. And Floyd doesn't really have the boxing fan behind him. In fact, I think most boxing fans want to see Floyd get destroyed.
Yeah, the crowd was very pro-McGregor. You know, again, I'll go back to the word stagecraft. Even Floyd Mayweather's use of the stage, he would make a point, walk this way, walk to his fans and get some encouragement, walk over here. It was like watching a performer do a one-man show on Broadway. And that was fascinating to me because I thought, he thought this through, you know. This is not just, and Floyd Mayweather, by the way, thinks things through. He does very little other than react in the ring. Even that's very well thought through. But, he doesn't do things necessarily in a reactive way. So he had that all planned. So it ended up being a very interesting and entertaining afternoon. And after all, a lot of this match is about the lead-up, is about the spectacle, and about these two personalities.
Al Bernstein from Showtime Sports, their boxing analyst, on with Scott and BR, hosting for Jim Rome today on CBS Sports Radio. You know, this is really an interesting conversation, Al, because you're a boxing guy. I grew up watching you on Top Rank Boxing on ESPN, and so you come from the boxing world, and I think most of us who are more boxing fans than MMA fans, although starting to transition, certainly, most of us go to this fight and think, McGregor doesn't stand a chance. He'll never touch Floyd, and Floyd can knock him out whenever he wants to. However, in seeing them standing face to face yesterday, I was blown away by how much bigger McGregor is than Floyd.
Right.
So from a boxing analyst standpoint, what does that do for you and your perception going into it?
Well, and by the way, I've already started my preparation, announced this fight, talked to a number of MMA folks about McGregor, watched a lot of video and all the rest of it, because he's, you know, you have to get up to speed on him first. Mayweather, I've done his last six fights, so plus he's obviously a staple in the boxing world. There are a couple of things that reasons why I think McGregor was even willing to take this fight. One, it's at 154 pounds. He is a physically bigger man, and I think if they were going to fight at any weight less than that, it would be almost impossible for him. Number two, Mayweather's 40 years old, coming off a two-year layoff. Now, Mayweather in his 30s several times came in off a two-year layoff or something like it, and every time he was just as sharp as he was when he left the sport. But that's different than doing it at 40. So those are the reasons why McGregor, that's kind of what he's pinning his hopes on.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, physicality is going to be, I think, something he's hoping for. I would, you know, the only thing about that makes it, and MMA fans will attest to this for sure, Conor McGregor is more of a counterpuncher himself. You know, he's not the kind of guy that just walks right inside and mauls you and uses his physicality. He uses his power, to be sure. And the people that have done well against Floyd Mayweather, Jose Luis Castillo, Marcos Maidana, those are people that have been able to go in, be volume punchers, rough him up, make things difficult for him. Now, McGregor has the physical ability to do that, but can he retool himself to do it in terms of technique?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I find it very hard to believe that a guy who is a mixed martial artist...
And the burden of proof is on him to do it.
Right, right. That, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Al Bernstein from Showtime Sports. So, Al, are you traveling now with the World Tour, or did you just go to Staples Center and pulled yourself off?
No, I just went to L.A. because I had some other commitments, and I was going to go to New York, but I can't. So I actually have some other duties for Showtime that I have to do related to this fight. So so I won't be with them, but it's going to be quite a scene in New York and London. You know, the London is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Ireland.
Yeah.
So you will have a lot of folks that come over there. And I suspect there the crowd makeup will be very much pro McGregor again.
Yeah, you see, the thing I was trying to figure out is, it was so good yesterday at Staples Center in L.A. What will they do today in Toronto? What will they do in New York? What will they do in London? But everywhere you go, as the crowds get bigger and the energy grows for the fight, every day something's going to happen.
Right.
Now, make a prediction. Billy Ray.
Yeah.
Do Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather ever throw punches on the world tour?
I will say no.
You'll say no. Bernstein, do they throw punches on world tour?
Punches, no. I think we're going to get to the point where there's pushing going on.
Now, is that pushing and shoving choreographed or is it real?
Choreographed.
That's a good question. I'm going to say some parts of it may be spontaneous, but I think it'll be thought through.
Al Bernstein, most important question of this entire interview.
As usual, I'm living in that gray area. Right?
I know. Well, hey, listen, the hair says it all, Al Bernstein, baby. Let me tell you. The hair says it all, baby. Let me ask you the most important question of this entire conversation, Al Bernstein. Will you, the night of the fight, on the pay-per-view telecast, will you be wearing a new Conor McGregor suit with FU as pinstripes?
See, now that would be, the thing about that is that would be going slightly against type, wouldn't it? Just a little bit. That would be a slight stretch for me in terms of my general demeanor. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no, but you know, you've given me an idea. I should have some message on my suit, on my tuxedo, if we wear a tuxedo, which we probably will. I'm going to see about having some kind of message. You've actually put an idea in my mind that perhaps there should be some kind of message there.
Al, you don't understand something. I'm an idea guy. That's what I do.
This is what I do. That's all he is.
I'm a freaking idea guy.
Right.
Okay, just so you know.
Where would we be without idea guys?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. You got to have
idea guys.
Well,
tell him what to put on the suit then.
Well, you know what? It's a good thing. Like, what was the best song that you ever performed when you were working as like a Vegas loungy pianist crooner guy?
Oh, gosh. Let me see what's the best song. I'll tell you one of the best ones that I have always loved and people responded to, Desperado by the Eagles.
There you go.
Desperado is the perfect word to put on your pinstripe because McGregor's attitude is F you. Al Bernstein's attitude is Desperado.
Yeah.
See the difference?
I like it. See, I picked out the right song. All right, I'm going to think this through now.
All right, give that thought.
Let me just say this to you.
Yes, sir.
Should I do that, since you're the idea guy and I'm taking this from you, should I do that and immediately be fired? Do you have like a job as maybe an associate producer or something that I can do for you guys?
I'm going to make you the board op guy based on your earlier comment. You said we were doing this interview with Mickey Rourke, and I said to the board op guy, I'm going to make you the board op guy.
All right.
He's not thrilled.
Limited, but I'll try and learn.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to come up with ideas together for our new clothing
line. I could be one of your idea consultants.
Wow.
What do you think, Billy Ray?
That's amazing. I mean, can you handle the pressure? That's the question.
That would be... So now I feel better. At least I know I have a fallback.
Right.
I sit here at some time doing pay-per-views. Should that Desperado thing ruin my career, I can always be your creative consultant.
There you go. That's exactly right. Al Bernstein.
I feel a lot better about that. Now, my wife, who I'm driving home from L.A., when I explain this to her, she may not see this, the clarity of this idea, as well as you and I do.
But if she does see it, does that mean it's the universe speaking to you?
It is. If she sees it and signs up on this Desperado thing and feels like it's okay for us to move and for me to become your creative consultant, then I'm good with this. I'm not optimistic she's going to see it this way, but you never know.
No, just leave it at, do you think desperado is my word for pinstripes? And if she thinks that's the word, then let's just leave it there. You'll stay on as a Showtime boxing analyst.
So what you're saying is pretty much don't be quite as honest as you should and be a little bit conniving. This would be in keeping with the way most people approach marriage, wouldn't it?
Successful marriage, I'll tell you that right now, Al Bernstein. Al, great to talk to you. Thanks for being available to the Jim Rome Show today.
Good to talk to you guys.
Always, thanks, brother.
Al.
Thank you so much. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio, Scott Kaplan and Billy Ray Smith filling in for Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, listen. Clones, you're ready. You've wanted a piece of us the entire time.
Oh, really?
So here it comes. 1-800-636-8686 or rome@haveatake.com. Coming up next, we are going to need clone input. Let me ask you this question. Think about it through the break and hit the phones. Let me ask you this. Seeing McGregor and Mayweather face to face yesterday, did it change your perception that McGregor can win the fight? Most people say it's Mayweather, no problem, but has your perception changed now that you see how much bigger McGregor is? 1-800-636-8686. We're going to need 11 votes, Billy Ray. We're going to gauge the pulse of America.
11.
Does America believe in Mayweather, or does America believe in McGregor? We need 11 calls to really, really gauge the pulse. Hit the phones right now, clones. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Scott Kaplan and Billy Ray Smith on CBS Sports Radio filling in for Jim today. I don't know where Jim is. I know. I've been listening to Jim for a long time. Takes a lot of vacation. Gets a lot of vacation.
Deserved a lot of vacation.
You know what sucks?
What's
when
that?
You get a lot of vacation and you don't take a lot of vacation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I feel like I've got a pretty ample, reasonable, borderline generous amount of vacation. But I seem to not ever take any of that vacation.
Never take it.
And yet, I don't, is there some kind of national policy or something that somebody can do? Like when you don't take the vacation, you somehow redeem the vacation? I don't feel like in radio that ever really happens.
Yeah, check the fine print. I think that would be the safest thing to do.
Do we even have HR departments remaining in radio anymore? Can I get an HR department to help a brother out? Anyway, we are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. Clones, it's your time, man. 800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. I almost got caught. 636-8686. RomanHaveATake.com. We've been talking about this Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather press conference yesterday. And Billy Ray, listen. Before I ever saw Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather toe to toe, we've seen these guys as individuals.
Yeah.
How many years have we worked Radio Row and somebody goes, hey, Floyd Mayweather's on Radio Row, and you get him to sit down?
Mm-hmm.
And then Conor McGregor sat down with us a couple years ago at the Super Bowl, and I swear to you, I felt like an idiot. I didn't know who he was. Our producer, Alex, who's like in his late 20s, is like, dude, you don't know who Conor McGregor is? I'm like, no, I don't know who he is. Dude, he's like the number one guy. He's the best fighter. He's the most talkative guy. And at the time, like a schmuck, I had no idea who he was. 2 years later, I mean, he's a superstar.
Yeah, everybody knows him.
Right. I would tell you that Floyd Mayweather will never get touched by Conor McGregor and will knock Conor McGregor out whenever he decides to. Until yesterday.
Okay.
Until yesterday, when I saw Conor McGregor standing face to face with Floyd Mayweather, I thought to myself, Conor is so much bigger.
Huge.
Maybe this is going to be a fight. Maybe this will be a fight. So I'm going to ask the question like this.
Mm-hmm.
Did yesterday, seeing the two of them face to face and seeing the size difference, did it change your perception as to what you think going into the fight? Does that make any sense, or did I change tense in the middle of a sentence? I may have done that. I may be asking you something in future tense and then bringing it back to past tense. I may be doing that right
now.
That's
okay. I think
sorry
you
about
do that.
That to my
you
English teachers
that.
From high school. I honestly give Conor McGregor, just seeing how much the difference in size.
He's a big rascal.
I think I may be giving Conor McGregor like a real shot. Maybe,
sure.
Maybe Floyd Mayweather's punches won't hurt. Maybe Conor McGregor can take a punch from Floyd Mayweather with those big heavy gloves. Those puffy gloves.
The puffy ones.
As opposed to like the little 4 ounce deals.
Right.
Is that what they use? 4 ounce? I'm thinking that maybe Conor McGregor has a real chance. All right, we need 11 phone calls.
Oh, he definitely has a real chance, Scotty.
I just don't know how he's going to hit him. I don't know how he's going to hit Floyd Mayweather.
I think with his hands.
Good idea.
Right.
Can he do it?
Right.
1-800-636-8686. Let's take a Scott and BR via the Jim Rome platform. Let's take an Insta poll right now. Here we go. We need to go to the phones immediately. This is a Scott and BR Insta poll. We need an odd number of phone calls to gauge the pulse of America. Are you believing in Conor McGregor now that you see how much bigger he is? Let's go to line one, Northern California, San Francisco. Derek, you're on the Jim Rome Show with Scott and BR. What do you say, Derek?
Hey, yeah, I think it either goes the distance and Floyd wins, or McGregor knocks him out. I also wanted to let everybody know that Floyd actually had a really well-prepared speech. He was just unable to read it because he's illiterate. So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I had to throw that in there.
Hey, listen, that's good. Go for it. That's what you should do. Yep. When your teacher is out and you have a substitute teacher and all you expect to do is watch a video for the day, right. You should try and push the envelope as far as you can go. With the substitute teachers in, dude, go for it.
You can get away with anything.
Here's Ronnie in our hometown of San Diego checking in on the Jim Rome Show. What do you say, Ronnie?
How's it going? I think Mayweather has a 99.9% chance of winning. So Connor has that 0.01% chance. Now, we don't know how hard Mayweather's really training, but we know how hard McGregor's training. We know he's training to beat Mayweather down. Now, Mayweather could just be, you know, half training because he thinks he's going to mop the floor with him. And now, I think if...
No, you flamed out, dude.
How long have you been thinking about
this? Dude, you lost it right in the middle of it. You know, when you got to the
just
I think
give
part,
us your pick, right, dog.
When you got to I think, that's when you lost it.
Right.
Yeah, this is a poll, dude. This is not like... I don't need an entire dissertation for crying out loud.
And it's an Insta poll, so it has to be Insta.
Let's go to line four. Harlan in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Harlan, Scott and BR in for Jim Rome. What's up, man?
I'm a big boxing fan. And I hope McGregor knocks him out because I'm not an MMA fan. And you know,
another
flame
out, like
watching,
right there. He just right
know,
there.
But he got his pick.
You don't like that comment.
I don't like that comment.
Thank you, Jim. And I gotta say, with all due respect, thank you more to LaDainian Tomlinson. LT, we love you, baby. Yeah. You know we do. And Jim, we love the fact that you continue to use that LT piece. What's the score here in the Insta poll? I sort of lost it.
2-1?
2-0? I thought we took 3 calls. Did one not count? Here's Dean in Houston. Scott and BR in for Jim Rome. Dean, what do you think? Are you giving McGregor a shot now that you've seen the two of them face to face and you see how much bigger McGregor is?
I'm still not giving McGregor a shot. I'm going for him, but I think Mayweather's just kind of too fast, too defensive. I don't think he'll be able to touch him.
See, that's the thing. I don't think so either. I don't think McGregor can touch him. So, okay, listen, without getting into the 11 phone calls, all right?
We're not doing so well.
Right now, things aren't going that
good. Not really.
Yeah. Listen, I want to get into something completely separate now. We've been talking Mayweather. We've been talking McGregor. We talked some All-Star game. We got some college football coming up. But up next, Billy Ray, we're getting ready for the start of training camp around the NFL.
Wow.
We, as former San Diego Charger fans, are dying. Don't worry, San Diego. We will use the Jim Rome platform today to crush Charger ownership. We'll have to spend some time doing that. Don't worry. But when you think about the prime of your NFL career, Billy Ray, and you think about the mid-80s, and you think about the quarterbacks that we're about to see start the next season, the 2017-18 season, you think back to the prime of your career, and you compare the quarterbacks of then, the guys you were chasing, versus the quarterbacks of now. I want to hear what you think about the then and now QB class. Stick around, everybody, because we are just getting rolling. In for Jim Rome, Scott Kaplan and Billy Ray Smith from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Time now for a sports update. My man, Rich Ackerman.
The Jim Rome Show with guest hosts Scott Kaplan and Billy Ray Smith on CBS Sports Radio.
Clones, Scott BR, Scott Kaplan and Billy Ray Smith in for Jim Rome in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Yes, home base is San Diego, although early this morning we made the trek up here to South Central LA to sit in the Jim Rome private jet of sports radio broadcasting facilities.
Very nice.
Billy Ray, things going well for you so far?
Fantastic, Shady. How about you?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Still to come, a conversation about college football, the top 25 preseason poll, the big games, the big names, the big teams. We're going to get to all of that coming up in just about 40 minutes or so from now with Dan Wolkin from USA Today Sports. And I want to get to tonight with Peyton Manning hosting the ESPYs. I think that's a really interesting choice for a
pretty
host,
good.
And I love it, and I might actually watch it tonight. Want to get to that story coming up. And yes, for all of our great friends in San Diego, we will use the Jim Rome national platform to crush the worst owners in all of pro sports, the Spanos family, who moved our Chargers to our arch nemesis, Los Angeles. Yes, we will get there. By the way, we were in the middle of a question, though, and we were asking the clones to chime in at 1-800-636-8686. After seeing McGregor-Mayweather yesterday standing face-to-face and seeing how much bigger McGregor is than Mayweather, does it change your mind that McGregor actually has a chance?
Yes.
I agree. He has a chance.
He's a big sucker, let me tell you.
I don't know if he can hit Floyd Mayweather, but if he could, what might it do?
Right.
I expect Floyd can hit Connor all day long, but when he does, if he chooses to, what will those punches do?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see round two of the World Tour later today. Let's take a couple more calls on this, and then I want to move on, Billy Ray. Talk about your heyday in the NFL versus where we are today, getting ready to start NFL training camps. Todd in Southern California in Temecula. Todd, Scott and BR in for Jim Rome. What do you say?
Substitute pimps in the box. What's going on?
You know it. What's
pretty
going
good,
on,
right?
You, dude?
Living the dream.
There you
know
go.
What? You got to give McGregor a chance because, yeah, he is going to come right at Mayweather. I don't know what's going to happen, but Mayweather's 40 years old. It's not like he's in his prime anymore. I mean, he's been laying around. I don't know what he's been doing, but McGregor's a gym rat, dude. He's going to come right at Mayweather. It's going to make for interesting style because he's going to come straight ahead. He may get knocked on his ass, but everyone's going to want to see it. I can tell you that.
Right, right. I want to see Conor McGregor go for broke. Good call, Todd. Here's Daniel in Corona. Daniel, Scott and BR in for Jim Rome. What's going on, Daniel?
Oh, hey, Scott and BR, man. You guys are doing a good job.
Well, thank you. You're doing a good job.
I don't like that at all. I don't like the compliment. I don't want to hear about good jobs.
Really?
Because here's what I think.
Okay.
I think that the louder the clones boo, the better we're doing. Any compliment cannot be taken seriously. Daniel, go ahead. Good move. Hang up.
Smart
move.
You see what you did?
See?
What you did there?
See, I caught him, Billy Ray.
You chased him away.
Here's Bert in NorCal. Scott and BR in for Jim Rome. Bert, what do you think?
I think it's going to be Mayweather anytime he wants. Mm-hmm. And people talk about how big Conor is. Who's the second best fighter in the world right now? Canelo, outside of Triple G. And what did Mayweather do to Canelo?
As I recall, kind of bounced around for 12 rounds and nobody ever hit each other.
He gives you your $89 worth. That's why people hate Mayweather. He's going to knock you out. He gives you your $89 worth because you pay for that pay-per-view.
Well, that's always questionable, too. Would you rather spend $89 and see a first-round knockout, and then you're like, damn, that's all I got for $89? Or would you rather spend $89 for 12 rounds of two guys dancing around and not ever touching each other?
Well, you know, you got 20 of your friends over. I would rather see a Mayweather fight than a Tyson fight because I put a bag of popcorn in one time for a Tyson fight. By the time the popcorn was finished, the fight was over.
Yeah, but then you have to wake all your friends up at the end of the other kind of fight.
Right, right. It's like, hey, everybody, hey, Floyd's done fighting. Yeah. You can
get
wake up, now.
I know
it bored you to sleep.
Come on.
Good call, Bert. Thank you, buddy. So where are we at? What do we have in terms of a score here? What's the score in the Instapoll? 3-3? You mean to tell me that we are split 50-50, that people think McGregor has a chance versus Mayweather's going to easily win? All right, one more call. Because, today, the press conference is happening in Toronto. Let's go there. Line 4. This is Rick. Rick, Scott and BR sitting in for Jim Rome. What do you think? After seeing these two guys face-to-face yesterday, do you give McGregor a chance because he's so much bigger?
First off, you guys are doing a great job today.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're doing a great job.
Big fan of yours, dude.
Oh, huge.
We're gonna go with Floyd. Floyd Mayweather is going to knock out McGregor. We have to remember that Nate Diaz, who is certainly not a boxer, pretty much knocked out McGregor. McGregor is going to be part of Nap Nation on August 26th.
Nap Nation.
Going to
be part of Nap Nation. Toronto checking in.
Love that.
Hashtag a Nap Nation, why don't you? Oh, my goodness. Man, the clones all want a piece of this story. What's the score? Am I at 4-3 now?
4-3.
Am I going to keep going here? Am I going to do this? I guess I am.
Yes, you are.
Let me do this. Let's go to Indiana, line 7. This is Zach. Zach, Scott Kaplan and Billy Ray Smith in for Jim Rome. What's up, dude?
Well, I'm going to even it up, I think. I'm going to pick McGregor.
Oh, my goodness. We have an even score now all of a sudden. The folks in Indiana, led by Zach on line 7, say, McGregor, why?
Like you said, he's standing up there. He looks bigger. He's got the fire in his eyes. I mean, I've never seen Floyd react like that, but McGregor, I mean, I think he'll eat Floyd up in the ring. He's just too athletic.
You got to eat him up in the ring.
So you're going to knock him out in 4 rounds, Billy Ray?
Huh.
Said 4 rounds he's going to knock him out.
Right.
All right, so there's Zach in Indiana, who's even the score. All right, one more call. One more.
Oh, this is the one that decides.
Let's let our hometown mm-hmm. of San Diego be the deciding vote. Line 3, the king, Mufasa, on Jim Rome with Scott and BR filling in. What's up, Moo?
Great friends.
Ribbit?
Nationally on Jim Rome. Yes, sir.
Here's what I got to say. Whether it's Mayweather or McGregor, I know I was on the fence yesterday, but I am buying that fight now. If Mayweather can stay away, he wins. But here's my take. Yesterday they just yelled and screamed. Today they're going to bump heads physically. Next press conference, they're going to push. And the final press conference, their groupies are going to start throwing blows. And then everybody's going to want this fight. And if McGregor can get a hold of him, McGregor's going to knock him through the rope.
You know, I love this take because I'm with you. I think all hell breaks loose. In fact, I've been saying to Billy Ray, we've been talking about, should we go to Vegas? Should we broadcast from Vegas? Should we be there for the fight? I'm convinced this turns into like some kind of like, hey, what's going on? Mufasa, what's up out there? What's going on?
Got to go to Vegas, baby.
You got to go. I've been saying this, though, and thanks for the call. Dude, this is the kind of fight in Vegas where it's all these drunken Irish dudes that show up, you know?
Irish dudes.
And then there's a bunch of people that are like now, they're sort of the Floyd guys. They're the Floyd followers. And, dude, when you put this group of people, you take these drunken Irish Conor McGregor fans who flew over. They didn't just fly over to hang out in Vegas and smoke all the new legal weed in Vegas. That's if Vegas can even get more legal weed because they're in a state of emergency in Nevada. There is no more recreational weed in the state of Nevada. They smoke through it so fast.
It's all gone.
When all those guys come from Ireland and all those boxing fans show up and they're Floyd fans, mm-hmm. that is a combustible situation. A rapper will get shot.
Shot? My goodness.
That was very dramatic, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was dramatic.
That was really, really dramatic mm-hmm. the way that all just played out.
Wow.
Everybody wants in on this now.
So you're picking Conor.
Oh, no. I'm picking Mayweather.
Gotcha.
In fact, I predict Conor never even touches Mayweather.
Ever.
And I predict when the fight is over, they're ready to go out clubbing together. Because nobody's hurt. Nobody's face is messed up. Nobody got a cut. I mean, maybe this should go the way of like, remember Fan Man? Remember when the dude flew into the
Absolutely.
Boxing ring?
Yeah.
I think it was Riddick Bowe. I don't remember who he was fighting.
Great moment.
Maybe like, does Michael Moore sound familiar? Like it was a heavyweight championship fight and the Fan Man came in. Or Tyson biting off Evander Holyfield's ear. I need something crazy to happen. I need McGregor to say, I can't box with him. I might as well take him to the ground and throw a couple of elbows. I need something crazy to happen.
That's good, yeah. Well, something crazy is going to happen.
Let me go to these phones. Here's line 4. This is Mert checking in Augusta, Maine, which, by the way, Billy Ray, the Carrabassett Valley is a beautiful part of America right now. Mert on line 4, Scott and BR in for Jim Rome. What do you say, Mert?
I think Conor McGregor is going to win the fight. Mm-hmm. He's just too athletic. Mayweather ain't going to be able to stand with him.
Come on. You don't believe that.
I think he does.
I really do believe that.
No, you don't believe
that. No, he does.
I don't believe you, Mert.
He does.
You don't sound passionate about your beliefs.
I totally believe you.
Billy Ray, you're buying this.
Uh-huh.
Mert, I'm not buying it.
Well, I really think he's going to. I mean, Conor McGregor is just too big and got too much power.
Mm-hmm.
Going to chase him down.
No chance.
And then beat him down.
No chance.
Yeah.
No, he's not, Billy
Ray. That's what it's going to be.
He's not going to touch him. He's not going anywhere near
Aside from the beating down and the chasing down, yeah, he'll touch him. Yeah.
He will not touch him.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Gerald on line 2 in Louisville. Scott and BR in for Jim Rome. What do you say, Gerald?
What's going on, fellas? Man, you're doing a good job, man. I listen to Jim every time I get a chance to, man. You're doing a hell of a job, man.
Oh, man.
Nice. No.
Talk to us. What do you think?
Man, come on. Now, you answer this question. When the last time Mayweather knocked somebody out?
Mayweather? He doesn't knock anybody out.
No.
So he runs. So, like you said, the last person almost knocked him out was Cota. And if Cotto didn't lose his head, he would have beat Mayweather. Tell the truth.
Oh, it's the truth. It's clean truth, baby.
You got to tell it.
You know it.
Yeah.
So Mayweather, he's used to knocking people out. Right? So wouldn't you be better go with people, you know, go with the stat that who's got more experience in knocking people out versus somebody who's usually running in the ring?
Gotcha.
Gerald just sitting there laughing to himself.
He's very funny.
Dude, he likes it.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, listen, I'm with you. I don't think McGregor – look, I don't think McGregor can hit Mayweather, and I would think Mayweather could hit McGregor at will, but the question is, with those gloves, can McGregor withstand those punches?
Yeah.
I don't think you'll ever see him coming. Here's Kelly, line 5, Pensacola, Florida. Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio. Kelly, Scott Kaplan, and Billy Ray Smith sitting in. What's up?
I think this whole thing is just a big fraud being perpetrated on the sporting public. This is like asking a water polo player to get in the pool with Michael Phelps and out sprint him in 100 meters. It's ridiculous. The whole concept is ridiculous. And a lot of people are getting played out of their 89 plus more if they want it in HD TV. It's just ridiculous. Mayweather will...
All right, flame out again.
Who
flame
you got?
A flame out, all right? All right, dude, I'm with you. It's a spectacle.
Of course.
It's a circus. It's a traveling show.
Right.
It's a rock concert. It's a world tour. By the way, the press conference yesterday at Staples Center was like much more entertaining than the All-Star game last night. My opinion.
True.
Take it for what it's worth. I'm with you. I understand it's a spectacle. But can I ask you this? If you thought it was stupid and you were never going to buy it after watching yesterday's press conference, didn't you say, I got to have this? Oh, I got to save money for this. I got to have this.
Yes.
I got to watch this fight. Let's go to Frank, line 1, Albany, New York. Man, these calls have been good. I was planning on moving on here, but these calls are good. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, listen, real quick. I won't take too much of your time. What I'm going to say is this. First of all, this thing's more choreographed than a Lord of the Dance. I mean, what they're going to do is this. These guys that got in a room, they're going to work this thing up to a feverish pitch. It's going to be the WWE prior to the fight going off so they can sell as many tickets as possible. McGregor, I don't care. The guy called and said 40 years old. A 40-year-old boxer who's pretty much a champion can beat a non-boxer anytime. I'd love to see McGregor win the fight. It's not going to happen, but here's what they're going to do. They're going to stretch it out. They're going to make it go a certain amount of rounds. If he knocked him out in the first round, people would be so peed off because they burned their money. It's going to go. I don't know if it'll go the distance, but there's no way McGregor can win this fight. I'd love to see it because I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. But the reality of it is they're just going to make this thing in the WWE. When do you see the lead-in to the fight, too?
I saw the lead-in yesterday. Lead-in was round 1 yesterday. I can't wait for Toronto today. I will be glued to my television, and I'm watching the live feed. I don't want any sanitation of any kind. I don't want ESPN trying to clean this up. I don't want 7-second delays. I'm not worried about Janet Jackson's boob at the halftime of the Super Bowl. Show it to me all. Give it to me in the real language. Don't censor it for me. I want real McGregor Mayweather today, round 2. That's what I want, and I'm going to get it in Toronto. I get it. It's a WWE show. I get it. It's a spectacle. But I'm telling you right now, the way these two guys can talk, they've already won for me.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm already in. They can have my $100 right now. And I hate giving Floyd Mayweather any money, especially knowing how much he owes the government. And all I'm going to be doing is giving Floyd Mayweather my money, and then he's going to be giving it to Uncle Sam.
Are we now... 5-5?
I don't even know what the score is anymore. I lost count, Billy Ray.
I think we're 5-5.
Billy Ray, I don't know if I trust your math skills. Come on, really?
I wouldn't trust my math skills.
You really think you've got the score? I don't know. Is America really split? Does America really believe Conor McGregor, half say yes and the other half say easy Mayweather? I mean, is it really fitty-fitty? Coming up, I want to talk to all fans who've ever lost a team. Football team, basketball team, whatever. That's what we lost in San Diego. We're going to use the platform to talk about that. This is Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio with Scott and BR filling in.